It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Imagine a type of surgery involving a surgical tool that could be navigated through a small incision, moving around corners and behind organs to remove a tumor. It could minimize the scars and physical trauma associated with traditional open surgery and speed up a patient's recovery time. Such a system is in development in the Steel City. It's called the Flex Robotic System, and it could have a tremendous impact on patients, hospital systems, and more. I'm joined now in studio by James Jordan, Vice President and Chief Investment Officer at Pittsburgh Life Sciences Greenhouse on the South Side. James Jordan, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you so much.
What kind of procedures is this robotic surgical arm intended for, and who will benefit the most from this?
So today it has FDA approval for neck surgery, throat and neck surgery, but in the future we anticipate that it could go anywhere in the body that straight tubes can go today.
What is the fundamental advantage of the Flex robotic systems over the straight tube Da Vinci?
Yes, and maybe a little history. So in 1987, minimally invasive surgery was born, which was through straight tubes. And in the mid-90s, they started to roboticize this, and Intuitive's product, the Da Vinci system, was the first one to do that. And so what the Da Vinci system brought was precision and the ability to have multiple hands if you needed them. But they really didn't change access from the perspective of being able to get to places that you couldn't get to with straight tubes.
Is there a challenge to compete with other medical companies like Da Vinci for business when in reality the concept and the purpose of the product is to save more lives?
It is. So we don't see them as competition because they have a different perspective. Our whole goal is to be able to navigate in places where straight tubes can't go today. So the way we look at it is we're actually increasing the ability to do minimally invasive surgery.
And how long does it take to move something like this into a commercial market?
So we started here in Pittsburgh working with this in about 2005. The Pittsburgh Life Sciences Greenhouse started working with the founders. The two founders were Carnegie Mellon University with Professor Howie Chaucit. So we like to say that it was conceived of in the University of Carnegie Mellon. And we like to realize it was capitalized to the Pittsburgh Life Sciences and was realized in terms of Marco Zanotti being able to perform surgery on it and make the robot be able to perform surgery.
How many tests need to be done and updates of the model, et cetera, are required for getting ready to have this become a commonplace tool in hospitals?
So we're about $150 million into this project, which gives you a sense of its scale, and we've been at it since 2005, and it got approval by FDA late last year.
And do you know of any stories so far of this technology saving a patient or improving their recovery trajectory?
So we've been able to perform surgeries on it. It's relatively new technology so that we don't have necessarily published clinical studies yet as it relates to the commercialization aspect, only the early surgeries that we had to do during our clinical trial. But what we have been able to do is reach tumors in the throat that you weren't able to get access to with straight tubes. And so in the absence of being able to do that, you have to do very draconian surgery where you can actually, you know, slice almost the face open. I mean, literally moving your jaw out to be able to get to it. Or you get treated with very aggressive radiation therapy. And some of the complications of that is the inability to swallow food anymore. You need to take water with it. And, you know, ultimately getting a voice that sounds like Marge Simpson.
Mm. Can that type of surgery now be done differently, perhaps? Can what you're describing here, can the Flex robotic surgery alleviate someone of having to go through that kind of pain and discomfort and then to have those scars to deal with?
Absolutely. In fact, on Friday, we were up at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center where they were showing a new training session that they were offering for this technology. They were the first people in the country to actually commercially buy this. And one of the physicians there was showing a woman who sent him a picture from her daughter's wedding and was commenting that she was able to attend this wedding after being treated and not having a visible scar. So it's very impactful.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. My guest is James Jordan. He's Vice President and Chief Investment Officer at Pittsburgh Life Sciences Greenhouse on the South Side. And he is in the process and has been for quite some time of developing and implementing the Flex robotic system, which could have a tremendous impact on patients and hospital systems for people that are undergoing surgical procedures. And you mentioned earlier that you're part of the healthcare and biotechnology management world for Carnegie Mellon University. How much medical technological innovation is coming from local universities?
The National Institute of Health might be a good surrogate for that because they invest research dollars. The Pittsburgh region almost gets $1 billion a year. And we're, as a state, Pennsylvania, number 5. And if you made Pittsburgh area a state, we'd be number 12. So it's extremely material.
Why is Pittsburgh seeming to be the best place to develop this technology, the flex robotic surgery?
I think it's because the universities are so well connected with the economic development community. We have the ability to get them started. And the universities and the healthcare institutions are also connected. So the scientists and the doctors get to work together. And this company is a perfect example of that.
And what can you tell us about the Life Sciences Greenhouse and some of the other work that you're doing?
Sure. So the Life Sciences Greenhouse was founded in 2002. In our history, we've worked with over 443 companies. We've invested in 78 of them at this point in time. And our $21 million in investment has almost brought $1 billion into the economy. So we were the first group to work with actually this company. They came in with just, I call it a marionette. It was basically a prototype. And the Pittsburgh Life Sciences Greenhouse were the first investors, and we were able to work with them and get them ready to be funded.
Right. Yeah. Tell us about that, the marionette, when you first had a workup of this. You joked about it.
It was actually a contentious meeting because, professors, as they would explain the history of robotics. And so in that, it appeared like at the surface that they were coming after another straight tube robot, like a Da Vinci system. Of course, it's an expensive technology and someone was already there. So it got to be very contentious. And after a while, I realized that what they were saying is it was an opportunity to navigate around existing anatomy. And so at the time the meeting ended, it appeared that no one was interested in working with them. And I sort of appreciated Marco Zanotti and Howie Chaussett in terms of their vision. I liked that the Robotics Institute was number one in the world and UPMC is nationally ranked. I thought this would be a great opportunity to build something here in Pittsburgh. So I volunteered to be the executive in residence, and I've been with them ever since.
And at what point do you think that the flex robotic system will become commonplace?
So it's just been launched in the U.S. in about a year. So usually things take about 5 years cycle in the marketplace to get going and be commonplace. We anticipate in the next few years will be in almost every hospital. When you say commonplace, it's really a concept when someone has minimally invasive surgery to start thinking that this tool can get them places where they could never go before. And getting that message out takes some time.
We've been talking with James Jordan. He's Vice President and Chief Investment Officer at Pittsburgh Life Sciences Greenhouse on the South Side, discussing the surgery that he has developed along with others that makes surgery less invasive and traumatic for patients. It's the flex robotic surgery, something that, as you just heard, has been in place for about a year and which they're hoping to really see take hold in the medical community. James Jordan, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate
it. Thank you. Only in Pittsburgh.
You can find more stories in our Bridges to Health series at wesa.fm.